Hello everybody, it's Jordan Mylan, welcome back to my channel. So I'm speaking here about net zero. Should the United Kingdom abandon net zero? Because it was a goal set in the Conservative government under the Prime Minister David Cameron, but discussed by the previous Labour administration. People are aware just how urgent climate change was, and we have to face the awkward fact we're going to have to live less well. We're going to have to drive less, fly less, buy less, because almost everything you buy involves using energy at some stage, at the production or the manufacture stage, even the display stage in the shop. We should have fewer goods and services. And, you know, almost all services, even watching this video, is related to energy somehow, which is usually for burning hydrocarbons, oil, gas, coal. I suppose there is biomass and there are renewables. We obviously just don't have enough renewable energy. Renewables like solar energy, wind energy, hydroelectricity, wave energy, as in they won't run out in the foreseeable future, millions of years, tens of millions of years, we just don't know. Because even if there was no harmful impact of climate change, we know that oil will eventually run out. The last drop will have been burnt, the last speck of coal dust, the last bit of liquid natural gas or whatever. Even biomass, we can only grow it so fast and that we use it up way faster than we can produce it. So the UK said we need to take a lead in this. We're a wealthy industrialized country. And, you know, in the Industrial Revolution, we burnt with gay abandon. Obviously, we didn't know about climate change back then. And it behoves us to take a hit, make a bit of a sacrifice in standard of living, because, you know, China and India and so forth, they have to lift their people out of poverty. And they say ecology doesn't matter, but economics does. There are millions of people there still living in levels of poverty that are just unimaginable in an advanced Western economy. All right. So the United Kingdom has made major strides in renewable energy. It's about 45% renewable already. I mean, okay, it's not a very sunny climate. Today will be an exception, but it is quite a windy one, being on the fringe of the Atlantic and the North Sea and so forth. So a lot of these wind turbines, putting them offshore. I don't know why they'd be offshore rather than actually on the coast, but the windiest places, less than 60 meters depth, below 60 meters, it just becomes way too expensive. About £1 billion for one of those in. Very little maintenance needed, but it's more difficult, more expensive when they're offshore than when they're on land and so on. People objecting, oh, they kill birds or they're unsightly or whatever. But, you know, oil spills also unsightly. Climate change, we're very unsightly. There was the Extinction Rebellion and so forth. They managed to get all the major parties, plus the Greens on board. UKIP was against, which became the Brexit Party, became Reform UK. They're the real climate skeptics, the deniers, the anti-scientific ones. But has the UK inflicted too much self-harm? Because the United Kingdom's got amongst the most expensive industrial electricity price in the world. So British manufacturing has largely gone the way of the dodo. It's multifactorial, but partly because high energy prices. And that kills it. So that's why India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, China want to have very low energy prices. And they don't care too much about pollution. I know the Chinese have started to care about it because they've largely defeated poverty and they're don't want their population to die out. They've got sub-replacement facility. They have cleaned up their air considerably. Pakistan's got the filthiest air in the world, despite having a lot of sunshine. So they're beginning to harness that. So people are pointing out renewables are very cheap in as much as you don't have to pay for them. You don't have to pay a price for wind of a light. Well, that's true. It's free of charge. You have to pay a price to capture it through your solar panels, your wind turbines or whatever. So green energy has got advantages because of global energy price shocks. OK, the Strait of Hormuz has been closed, be a case in point. The Russo-Ukrainian war would be another. And they wouldn't have to import things. And even when you import it, like by oil tanker, that uses some energy to import it. You can have those can blow up. Those can there can be sink. There can be oil slicks and so on. So renewable prices, they can depress the wholesale prices overall. So far, it's not happening. But there'll be greater energy security. Just wouldn't, whatever price, you know you're going to get it if you control it. All that's true. The one thing is often enough energy, not enough battery capacity to store the excess energy. And the UK's got more energy you can use sometimes. Obviously, you need greater connectivity with the grid of other countries. The United Kingdom would sell it to other countries when there's not enough wind or sunshine in the UK, buy it back when, sell it when there's too much and buy it back when there isn't enough and so forth. Share it around. Sometimes just exchange it free of charge. But green energy point out that the generation of such renewable energy doesn't reduce bills. OK, There's an awful lot of cost to build this transmission network, to upgrade the grid, to have these battery farms. There is environmental cost to that, you know, killing birds. What do we do with like the battery asset and stuff like that? The cost of operating things, the value added tax. There had to be government incentives to get companies to build these offshore wind turbines, but that's changed. Then David Cameron, despite Vote Blue, Go Green, he made it almost impossible to do onshore wind. Unfortunately, they moved on from that. And Ed Miliband, former Labour leader, he's the cabinet minister for energy, and he is laser focused on renewable energy. He's gone full steam ahead with this. Okay, some progress being made, but it's keeping the prices too high. No fracking, no new licenses for oil prospecting in the North Sea, but that the UK still buys oil, but it buys it from abroad. Why not put money into his own pockets rather than other countries? Moreover, it's less energy efficient because you have to ship it in, and that uses some energy. It's daft. And now even giving a waiver on purchasing Russian oil refined outside of Russia. So how come Russian oil isn't polluting but British oil is? It's daft. Anyway, so the UK is being too sanctimonious, too saintly about this one. So yeah, the renewable energy systems, it needs support because of how intermittent sunshine and the wind are. It's not entirely predictable. Obviously, the UK needs to build these gas plants, needs interconnector storage, needs to spend more on the electric grid, and then the supply will be reliable, even when it's very occluded, even when there's not a breath of wind and so on. Having said that, when there seems to be no wind, then the turbines will still produce 10% of their maximum capacity. The investment you have to put in, that does offset some of the saving arising from renewable energy generation. So the infrastructure costs are going up, the grid and so on, what you need to do to store it. So yeah, electricity prices are steep, even though there's a lot of renewable energy. It's 45% and it's going up. It may never be 100%. So yeah, the UK electric price is the highest in Europe. So that's shocking at about 47 countries. A lot of it's to do with gas as marginal pricing, the sort of the cross elasticity. If you're going to use more wind power, you use less gas. You use less wind power, you use more gas, and so on. Some of the electricity comes from wind, solar. There's even nuclear energy, which Labour is going against. Greens are totally against. Some are trying to phase out fears of Fukushima, of Chernobyl, or whatever. Nuclear disaster, irradiating people. Remember, a child was born disabled a little bit, Sellafield wasn't that disabled, just slightly cross-eyed, and their parents thought, what is going to do with that? Well, you know, there's no cause and effect relationship there. There's no proof that that causes being cross-eyed at all. A lot of children are cross-eyed who have nothing to do with that. In fact, not even really a disability. But so we go on. So, yeah, people are asking, you know, if wind is free, how come my bills are high? There are several reasons for that. There's a pressure on Starmer to drop this. So Tony Blair, the former Labour Prime Minister, said to do so. Yeah, and so certainly a popular view, sort of like about 50% of people agree, 25% of people disagree. Amongst UK and Reform voters, is a very popular point of view. Amongst Labour, less. Liberal Democrats, less. And the Greens are totally against. So I think it's good to aim towards net zero. Maybe we're not drop it, just push the date back. It's just not going to be achieved on the current trajectory, and Europe's not going to achieve it as a whole either. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, GeorgeCallan7992@gmail.com. Goodbye.